Congratulations. You found TonyBasilio.com and the Tony Basilio app. Big Orange fans, you played every snap. You showed your orange. But you're just getting started, because it's time for the best post-game fan show in college football. It's time for the Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. The place where the Big Orange Universe from all around the world gathers to talk about today's game. Unfiltered. Uncensored. And unapologetic. And did we mention commercial free? A show of you, by you, and yep, for you.
Yes!
The most unique fan experience in sports. And it happens right now. Get online at 865-254-02. That's 865-200-5402. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Now, here's your host of the Garza Law Firm 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. The man who's been keeping it real for the Vol fans for a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Basilio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of your Garza Law 5th Quarter Fan Reaction. Tony Basilio reporting for duty. Really don't want to be here doing this right now, but somebody's got to do it, they say. And there's something sickening about this Florida series. It's got a... If you like dark comedy, Tennessee, Florida is your cup of tea. I, for the life of me, cannot believe what I just witnessed. Making my way back from Dearden Hill Fieldhouse right now. The great Alex Myers is in studio. Hey, AM, I'm going to jump you in here because I want to jump as many phone calls in as humanly possible, and I want people to help me process what I just saw. As Tennessee loses on a 61-yard touchdown pass on the final play of the game. So, Alex, let me throw it to you back in studio control. Alex, how do you process what you just saw? Because I'm having trouble finding the words to process the last 8 minutes of that football game. That's why college football is the greatest sport on the planet, period. End of sentence. And it's also why Butch Jones, he was getting ready to win the game and still piss off half our fan base, which is very, very artful of him, I may say, kind of like he did with the Georgia Tech game, because his in-game stuff that he does, it's just goofy. And that is the second consecutive time in his tenure that Tennessee went to Florida and physically smashed them and got great individual efforts out of guys on the offensive side anyway. Bob Shoup's defense, well, I don't even know what I just saw. Because here's why college football is a great thing. And then, Alex, I want to hear from you, and I want to take as many calls as humanly possible right now, right this second, because I need you. Here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't get. Florida's going to lose 5 or 6 games this year. Now, you may say to me, oh, you're just being whatever you're being. Florida stinks. They stink. They stink. They stunk. They stank. And they still stink. And they beat us. Now, what that says about our volunteers, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where the season goes from here. I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend to know that. But the mismanagement of that football game today was all-time bad. Like, there's bad, and then there's some of the worst, dumbest stuff you've ever seen. You know a scintilla about that sport. There's no way in hell Florida beats Tennessee today with the effort of Tennessee's offensive line. There's no way. No way. But, yet they did. You got to be just bad enough in the moment. Your coaching has to be just bad enough in the moment. Your play calling has to be just bad enough in the moment. And your head coach has to insist on getting in that damn shotgun. And you know what? That's the ball game. It's a game of inches. It is a game of inches. And Tennessee, for whatever reason, in the Butch Jones tenure, has been inches away from several signature wins. And they might as well be miles away. Alex, help me process what I just saw, and then we'll go right to the phones.
Tony, the word that comes to mind for me, honestly, it is just numb. I mean, I want to hurt. I want to. I'm slightly angry. I get all those emotions, but at the same time, somehow I'm numb. And I don't know if it's years and years of losing to Florida that does that, or if it's just the fact that you could see this coming from a mile away. I mean, as you like to say, coaching malpractice, play calling incompetence, situational incompetence, I'll say, because overall I didn't think the play calling was terrible for a lot of the game, but in certain plays, in certain situations, just incompetence. I mean, the situation where you're on the essentially the 1 yard line, and you bring Garantano in. I don't fault him for the penalty that was there, but why is John Kelly not in the game, and why is Garantano not under center? There's no excuse for that. You learned it when Georgia came here last year, or 2 years ago, I think, when Jalen Hurd and Josh Dobbs couldn't get the snap right from the shotgun, and Georgia picked it up and ran it 99 yards the other way for a touchdown. Why are you not under center right there? And then so much goes through my mind to complain about, but even though all that's the case, Tony, I'm numb. I should be more mad than I am. I should hurt worse than I am right now. I'm numb. And I think that's the saddest part, is that the pain isn't there, and I know it should be there. I mean, don't get me wrong. This hurts, but it should hurt a lot worse. But I think it's because I almost expect it at this point.
I hurt for those kids because that's the second time we've gone to Florida and seen Herculean efforts from the likes of John Kelly, individual players. Ty Chandler today, incredible. Number one, incredible today. That offensive line of Tennessee's was fantastic today. Did my eyes deceive me, or did after that? Let's go to the phones. Alex, throw that first call up. Let's go. Hello to our first caller. Welcome in.
Tony?
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this. You know, when you're in high school or middle school, you have the kid that's really book smart, very intelligent, the teacher's pet, knows what he's doing, knows how to talk, but lacks common sense. I feel like that's Butch Jones in the SEC. That's what I feel like with him. He lacks common sense. I am no college football coach by any stretch of the imagination. But what we all just witnessed and saw from John Kelly, why in hell are you in the shotgun? Like Alex Meyer said, why are you in the shotgun, like, that close to the goal? I don't understand it. And then they
How about this? There's a minute left. There's a minute left in the game. To make your point doubly, because it's so apropos, there's a minute left in the game. You're right down there in the striking distance again before the penalties. And they're still in that damn shotgun. And they're throwing twice. What are you doing? John Kelly there gets the ball twice, three times, and I'm taking my chances. He's stiff-arming and running people over. He's owning that game. All you've got to do is put the ball in his hands. And we got a coach that's too busy trying to outsmart everybody, screaming out math problems to our wide receivers.
Exactly. He's trying to be too cute.
Idiotic.
He's trying to be too cute.
I don't understand it. I do not understand what he is thinking. It's mind-boggling. You get, oh, my Jesus. I'm sorry. I just can't stand it.